The win made Wisconsin Obama's ninth victory in a row in the Democratic nominating contest, and it increased his slim lead over Clinton in the national delegate count. Obama spent more time campaigning in Wisconsin than any of the other candidates this past week, most of it with Governor Jim Doyle.
You know, this is a candidate who did not take us for granted.
Exit polling by the Associated Press showed that Obama did well across most demographics. He dominated among young people, but he also ran roughly even with Clinton among women voters, and he outpolled her amongst most other groups. Doyle said supporters had been part of a movement.
We hear a lot about how he inspired our great young college students, but I'm telling you, he's inspiring a lot of us older people, too.
Hillary Clinton's campaign had downplayed expectations for this primary, although she campaigned here on Monday and ran some of her most aggressive TV ads against Obama in Wisconsin. The fight moves on now to larger states, where supporters say she does well. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk says Clinton is not worried.
Not only does it not deter her, but as she would say herself, she's been in a lot of tough fights in the last 35 years, and she's not one to shy away from a tough fight. And that's what it is, but it's very close in the delegate count and with a lot of big states to go.
Yesterday also did not decide all of Wisconsin's delegates. Several superdelegates can still support whomever they choose under Democratic Party rules. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.